let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Great to have you with us on the program today. We're in the midst of a national conversation about child sexual abuse, leaving some parents wondering how, even if, they can keep their children safe. Country singing star Mother Janet Kramer has teamed with Committee for Children to talk about the conversation every parent should have with their child. The Hot Chocolate Talk is designed to get families talking about child sexual abuse, what to say and do to protect their kids from abuse. Jana is a chart-topping singer. She's a actress as well, television, film, known for roles on One Tree Hill, Friday Night Lights, Entourage, A Dancing with the Stars finalist, host of a popular award-winning podcast. Her newest single, Beautiful Lies, just released. Multiple award nominations, including Female Vocalist of the Year 2016, Top New Artist and Top Female Artist, which she won in 2013. She's working with CFC to educate parents about their role in child sexual abuse prevention, and she joins us on This Week in America. Jana, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Wow, I mean, what an introduction. I feel like I need to have you, like, just walking around 24-7. I mean, you're just...
You know, what's really impressive when you read that and know how busy you are, you jumped at this opportunity to work with CFC on the Hot Chocolate Talk. Talk about why this is so important to you, because it's not just, yeah, take my name and you can use that. You're actually very much involved in this.
Yeah, I've obviously partnered with, other companies before, but this has been by far the most rewarding and also the most authentic because, I obviously have two kids. I have a 5-month-old baby boy, but I also have a 3.5-year-old little girl, and she's getting very vocal about things. And before I had partnered with them, she had asked me about a specific private body part, and I didn't know how to communicate with her. Honestly, I felt really uncomfortable, and I ended up making kind of a nickname for it, and I remember talking to my husband that night saying, I don't think this was the appropriate thing to do. And it was like within a few weeks, I found out about Committee for Children and heard about the Hot Chocolate Talk. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. And I want to partner with them because I needed to hear this and to learn about this about 2 weeks ago. And basically, the Hot Chocolate Talk is a website which basically... It includes a conversation guide that provides families with talking points for having conversations about sexual abuse, touching, private body parts. And the great thing, too, is it's tailored based on your child's age. So for my daughter, I read everything under 5 and under. But they have, for ages 6 to 8, 9 to 10, tweens, teens. And I think this is so important because, the conversation should be had. And, we talk about safety all the time with our kids about looking both ways before we cross the street. But it's like, why aren't we talking about something that is, so serious and also a huge safety concern, for our child?
The website is such a valuable resource, and it's hotchocolatetalk.org. All the information there to help you get through that. And I think so many people are like you. This is sort of an awkward. How do you go about even beginning? The Hot Chocolate Talk is really a game changer, isn't it? Because it leads us right into the process.
Yeah, it does. And honestly, it provides a safe and comforting environment, which is why I love that they do the whole hot chocolate. It's like, get to grab your hot chocolate because, who doesn't love a good, cup of hot chocolate?
Yes.
And just to talk to your kids. And, as they get older, learn ways how to talk to them differently and ways that way, your kid can come home and be like, hey, this happened, and just have, the open conversation, because I think that's the best way to help to try to prevent this.
It used to be you would say to your kids, don't talk to strangers, and that's one thing that you emphasize, that's emphasized on the website. The stranger danger is really a myth, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, 90% of cases, the child knows their abuser, and that's really a scary reality, and I think parents need to be more aware than ever that their abusers, also work to groom the parents, too. So I think it's something where, the parents have to be super aware of the relationships that the children have. And you want to be able to tell your kids what's right and wrong. You don't want someone else telling them because they might be misleading your children. And that's really scary. So I want, my kids to be able to be like, no, that's actually not right or that's wrong.
It's interesting because one of the aspects of this they talk about is to frame it as a safety talk. And they talk about the body parts and getting us through those, as parents, those awkward conversations, getting us started in the conversation. Also emphasizing it's important to review. So if you hand the chalk once, don't feel like I've done my job as a parent, that there's really nothing more to do. That's just basically starting the process, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And continuing, like you said, the conversation too. So it's like, you know, just because I'm talking to my 3.5-year-old now doesn't mean that I need to stop the conversation when she's 5. I need to continue it on, you know, until she's a teenager.
With us on This Week in America, Jana Kramer, the country singer. She's a mother as well, very involved in Hot Chocolate Talk campaign. The website, hotchocolatetalk.org. You can link on directly by going to our website at thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned something that's fascinating, and this is, in most cases, the child as well as the parent is familiar with the abuser. But talk about the grooming aspect. This is sort of a new term over the last few years, because really, the victim as well as the parents are groomed. In many cases, they have positions of trust, not only in the family, but in the community as well.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I mean, the Hot Chocolate website, they basically have information about that and informs parents about, you know, abuser tactics and what to watch for. So, like, giving your children special gifts or taking them on special outings. And maybe even more important, you know, there's really, you know, there's one type of offender, so it could be anyone. Like you said, like a friend, a coach, a teacher, a family member. And, you know, if you feel uncomfortable with something that involves your kid, you should always speak up about that. But you should also get the information. And, you know, like we said, there's the Hot Chocolate Talk, you know, has so much research on all of that and what to look out for. And, you know, we may trust the people, but I think we just need to be aware and, you know, everyone just needs to be talking about the conversation.
Well, it tells us what to watch for in our children as well. They may not verbalize it, but there are changes from a behavioral standpoint, physical signs to look for as well.
Yeah, and again, I mean, those are all on the hotchocolatetalk.com to be able to identify those symptoms, to identify, you know, what's going on. But I think that's why it's so important to talk about the conversation so often, because I think if you talk about it more times, the child's going to be able to feel more comfortable coming to the parent and being like, hey, this is what's going on, and to have the conversation around it.
At the website, it actually will walk us all the way through the process. We've talked to our child. We've reinforced that talking to the child. It tells us what to do, and this has to be really a difficult situation when your child comes to you and says something is wrong. Parents going through so many emotions, it really helps us sort through those emotions, act like we're trusting the child, and tells us what to do with that information, because once we're confronted with it, again, as a parent, sort of emotions take over, don't they?
They do, yeah, and it's like, I'm sure if my child came to me and said something about someone that we know is doing something, I mean, I'm going to want to scream and run and grab my freaking shotgun. I don't know.
Exactly.
But I mean, you have to, again, there's tips on how to, because you want your child to keep coming and talking to you. So it's going to be tough, but again, there are tips on the website on how to stay calm with knowing the next steps to take and in a healthy, mature and way where, you know, everyone, your child still feels safe to come back.
Hotchocolatetalk.org, hotchocolatetalk.org is where you'll get all the information that Jana is talking about that will really help getting through the conversations, break the ice, get the conversation going. What kind of response are you getting back? I mean, this has been such a marvelous campaign for a number of years and really something that parents need and value.
And, I've posted the PSA on my page, and the fans just and my followers love it because, again, it's just bringing awareness. You know, some were victims of child sexual abuse, and some were going through that with their children, and you know, they're like, man, I needed this when. I wish I had that then. So it's just great to spread awareness because there's no better time to start talking to your child than now.
Just got about 30 seconds or so left. Let's talk about what you're doing. I mentioned you've got the podcast. You've got the new single. This really, besides reaching out and helping families, this is professionally, this is like a great time of your career, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, everything's great. I mean, I'm doing everything I love. You know, I've got my beautiful family, and I'm just trying to be thankful for it all. But, you know, that's why I'm just so happy that I've had the platform now that I'm able to, do things and bring awareness to amazing, you know, organizations like this, because that's why I wanted to have the platform that I have now, is to be able to bring awareness.
Well, it's interesting because when you talk, people are listening, and in this case, they're listening and getting some valuable information. So grab a cup of hot chocolate, download the conversation guide at hotchocolatetalk.org, and start the talk every parent needs to have. Jana, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Best of luck with everything, and congratulations on this successful campaign you're involved in. Thank you for being with us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.